Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When's the last time you had a really great conversation with your child? In light of world events, you may feel like you need to now more than ever. Joining us, Rebecca Rowland. She is author of the book, The Art of Talking with Children. The first line, I can so relate to this as a parent. I know we did a lot, but what did we talk about? So obviously for you, this was really a personal project to write this book.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was really a combined memoir and guidebook, and really came from the fact that as a speech pathologist, I knew conversation could do so much. But then as a parent, I felt like I was on autopilot in my own life.
Sometimes my children will be talking to me about something and I feel like I am just, my eyes are glossing over and I'm not really focusing on them, you know, and then I feel guilty about it. How do we really engage and have what you call that rich talk with our kids?
So I think one thing to keep in mind, I think, is just that we are facing so much pressure as parents and we're under so many demands. So the idea here is not that you should be able to do this or you can listen to all your kids' conversations all the time. But what it is to say is that you can really have meaningful conversations in small chunks through just remembering a few key points. And I call it the ABCs of rich talk, meaning that it's adaptive to the A. It kind of moves and flows with your child. You know, if they're in a certain mood, you adapt to them and so on. The B is the back and forth. So you're really listening to your child and talking with them. Kind of you think of finding that balance. And then C is child driven. So you're really starting with what's interesting or worrying or engaging to your child rather than always coming in with an agenda.
I love the chapter about conversations for and through play, because I've always found with my own children, I can have a much better conversation if we're just simply engaged in an activity and then conversation comes up.
Exactly. And I do think that's so important, is really thinking about for all age kids, oftentimes starting with the concrete can be so much easier. So rather than saying sort of like, well, what did you do today? Or, you know, how was your day today? You know, that's sort of very abstract question, actually. It's really hard to answer at some level. And so really starting with something like, oh, I see, you know, you have paint on your shirt. Can you tell me about that? You know, and even that shift, you know, will often get a story or often get a conversation started much easier. We often do have so many demands and we are so rushed that it is kind of just taking the time to be mindful of the fact that kids do want and kind of demand our full presence, not all the time, and we can't always be there for them. But if we can make moments of this time, it can really enrich our lives.
In your book, you talk about raising global citizens, and as my kids get older, I find more and more that I'm having conversations about current events with them. Specifically, I can still vividly recall January 6th of last year, I was working from home. Mm-hmm. My oldest was there and saw what I was watching live. While he was exposed to that, we had to have that conversation right there. How do you have those conversations about serious things going on in the world and have it be on a child's level and not necessarily that adult level?
Yes, I think there's a couple things to keep in mind. First is to notice and kind of regulate your own reactions as well. So oftentimes if we are really stressed or we're really horrified, to sort of take a deep breath and not bring all of that energy immediately to the conversation. So to really just, you know, breathe and realize that we actually do transmit a lot of our emotions to our children. And another thing to keep in mind is just to understand what their perspective is coming in. So I just noted that I spoke to some kids who said, oh, I thought wars only happened hundreds of years ago. you know, and so a lot of times kids just have a really different understanding of current events or of a situation than we do. So taking the time to, before we go in and try to explain everything, just actually understanding from their perspective, what do they think is going on? And that can actually guide a lot of our questions.
Well, and that would be my next question to transfer to what's going on in Ukraine right now and having those conversations with kids. Based on the work that you've done, how do you recommend that parents manage those conversations?
Yeah, so I think it's really important to keep a couple things in mind. One is this idea of safety. So kids really want at all ages to recognize or to feel, you know, I'm safe, I can, my parent is safe, and so on. And so to really help them understand that, even concretely, so taking out a map, talking about kind of where the current events are located, where we are, and helping them understand that these things are not immediate to us, but at the same time, they can affect us. So I think the second part is really using this as a way of teaching empathy and of potentially helping. So what can we do when we see that other people are suffering? Or what can we do when we notice injustice in the world? And so starting to take that more realistic, but then also optimistic perspective of compassion and of helping, and even of looking out for the people who are helping, is a critical part.
Is the thought that ultimately, you know, as our kids reach adulthood, then that they can have those same kind of constructive conversations with other people and have a curiosity about events in those conversations?
Exactly. Yes, this is really the idea, is that by setting up these frameworks, you're sort of jump-starting them and building these skills for them so that as they become adults, this becomes much more natural to them. So they feel as though, okay, you know, I have a framework where if I have a question, I can pursue it. Or if I see someone suffering, I can think about what to do. So really, you're kind of planting seeds all throughout childhood, but then hopefully as they become adults, they can really use and blossom.
Now, I know you have to run, but one last question that I would have for you, what does this do for a relationship between parent and child when you can work in some of the concepts that you've introduced here?
Yeah, so I really think there's a couple things. So one is just kind of what we just talked about. It's just modeling this communication that kids can use throughout their life. You know, kids can become more self-aware, can empathize, and so on. But then the second is equally important in that you really establish a thriving family dynamic. So each person in the family can feel, you know, valued, celebrated, and understood. So I think that's really critical to realize this isn't just about children, but it's really about enhancing the family dynamic also.
That's Rebecca Rowland, nationally certified speech-language pathologist in the Neurology Department of Children's Hospital Boston, a lecturer at Harvard University, and author of the book, The Art of Talking with Children, joining us on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.